A new test that can detect cancer cells in blood may one day eliminate the need for painful biopsies and improve cancer treatment. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital here in the Boston area have developed a prototype microchip that can detect tumor cells, even a handful of them, in blood. They are now teaming up with pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson in a 5-year, $30 million deal to bring this technology to market. Dr. Mehmet Toner is on the team developing the test at Mass General. Dr. Toner, we understand the microchip that you are using right now is very expensive. It costs about $500 per chip. And the test is like finding a needle in a haystack, because do we understand you're talking about finding, you know, even one cancer cell among a billion healthy cells?
Correct. Maybe even worse than a needle in a haystack, because there are about several hundred billion cells in several teaspoons of blood, and within that blood there are only a few cells that we are looking for.
So how does this microchip work? Describe it for us.
This is still a very early technology. It's based on our earlier work. It uses magnetic beads that are attached to cells and then put through certain microfluidic channels and separate them out of the whole blood and all the blood cells.
We understand that this microchip that you use is something like a tiny lab slide. We're familiar with those. But it's covered with these little posts that would act like bristles on a hairbrush and attract these cancer cells in that way?
That was the early technology, original technology, which has gone through a number of modifications. The collaboration with Johnson & Johnson is somewhat of a different technology that has aimed to go for early detections with capacity to process larger volumes of blood to find these cells in very early stage cancers.
Well, so explain this to us further, because that's what everybody heard in today's headline, that, you know, someday this new technology that you're hoping to now develop could be like an annual test that someone could take and could discover if there's a cancer cell in their blood?
Yes, ultimately that is the goal. Hopefully it could become part of an annual test. Initially, it will probably be used for later stage cancers.
Well, let's talk about how it would be used initially with people who already know they have cancer. How would you use this test with them? Would it be to track if the cancer is spreading?
Exactly. It could be used in a number of different ways. One is to monitor cancer cells in circulation and see if they are responding. And if they are not responding, it will keep increasing. Or if the patient is in remission, you could use this test to detect early relapse, which will have tremendous implications in clinical management of these patients. Another area would be targeted therapies, where the number of drugs that are used if patients have certain genetic traits. So you could use these cells to look at their molecular makeup, genetic makeup, and treat the patients accordingly with the right drug at the right time.
Well, in other words, we know that cells have genetic characteristics that correspond to certain cancers. So you could see that a cancer has metastasized. It's now not just lung cancer, it's bone cancer. I'm kind of making that up. But then you can treat for this cancer that's just starting.
Correct. We call it liquid biopsy because you are getting cells from the solid tumors in blood, and you can use that those cells to look into their genetic characteristics to decide on which treatment to put them on.
Also, liquid biopsy because it avoids tissue sampling. It avoids the more invasive biopsies. But we understand that there already is a test to find tumor cells in blood. It's called Cell Search. It's made by Johnson & Johnson, your new partner. How is that test different?
The test that Johnson & Johnson developed has a lower sensitivity. So it has been useful for mostly prognostic applications, where if, let's say, a breast cancer patient has more than 5 cells in their circulation in a tube of blood, and their prognosis is not very good. If they don't have any of these cells, the prognosis is better. Because the sensitivity is low, it doesn't have a lot of utility in the treatment aspects or diagnostic aspects. So this will be higher sensitivity means you could do more clinically with this kind of a technology.
Well, it sounds amazing. As you said, Dr. Tony, you'd be able to work with patients who already have cancer to see if it's metastasizing, and if so, what's the genetic makeup of the new cancer cells. But you also mentioned that it someday might be used as a screening test for people who don't have or don't know that they have cancer to see if they have cancer cells. That also sounds like it would be an incredible breakthrough, but is it also fraught with some ethical questions? I mean, what do you do with people who think that they're completely healthy and find that they have one cancer cell? You know, how much do we start treating people?
Absolutely. It's a very important question. Screening is a very long-term goal of this because it will require very large clinical trials and an extremely sensitive technology. If a lot of false positives, you will really scare the entire public. So that needs to be tested and validated in large-scale clinical trials.
Also, I guess my question is, if you find a cancer cell, does that necessarily mean you're going to have cancer?
No, you could find cancer cells early on that which may not have the potential to spread and actually become malignant cancer. But finding them early will give a population of people who might be into so-called high risk, such as smokers or breast cancer patients that might have BRCA1, BRCA2 type, there are very specific genetic mutations. Those people might be and follow that with other imaging as it's being done with breast cancer today.
Well, meantime, how excited are you about the possibilities?
Very exciting, and it's a wonderful application of technology in clinical medicine also, and I come from a technology background, and so it's very exciting to see some of the fruits of our work to get closer to actual patients and having an impact in cancer.
That's Dr. Mehmet Toner with Mass General Hospital, which is partnering with Johnson & Johnson in a 5-year deal to, as he said, bring new technology that can detect cancer cells in blood to the market. Dr. Toner, thanks very much.